Marriage is what brings us together, by Monoceros Rex. Read by X-Men Hater. Summary. When Wang Xian decide they can't even wait a day to get married, Jiang Cheng is faced with attempting the impossible, planning a wedding within a matter of hours. Lan Chan! Lan Chan! Oh my god, yes, yes, yes! Jiang Cheng froze in the hallway outside Wei Ying's flat, fist raised to knock. His brother's voice sounded different than it usually did when Jiang Cheng overheard the two of them having sex, a depressingly frequent occurrence. The crying wasn't unusual, and the fact that Jiang Cheng knew this made him want to beg Wen Ting to lobotomize him. But the manic happiness in his voice was so apparent, Jiang Cheng found himself wavering instead of stomping away to wait in the car. Thank God he did. Lan Chan! Wei Ying wailed, evidently done kissing for the moment. I can't believe it. You really mean it? Jiang Cheng heard Lan Chan's baritone rumble in reply. I love you! Wei Ying cried, the tears in his voice doing nothing to check the volume. I love you. I can't believe it. We're going to get married. Oh. When? When, Lan Chan? I want to be your husband. I want to be your husband and wear your ring and have married sex, like now. I don't want to have to wait. Jiang Cheng rolled his eyes and stepped back up to the door, ready to interrupt them before they could take their clothes off. He was just raising his hand to knock again when Lan Chan murmured an answer, and suddenly Wei Ying attained a previously undiscovered level of volume.
Now? Really? You mean it? Lan Chan, I love you. Let's go!
Jiang Cheng felt his mouth drop open. That little bastard. Jiang Cheng was going to kill him. Footsteps pounded across the floor inside the apartment and the door was flung open. If Jiang Cheng had been less furious, he might have snorted at how Wei Ying's jubilant expression froze when he caught sight of Jiang Cheng on the other side of the door, arms crossed, his murderous intent no doubt written all over his face.
Hi, Jiang Cheng. We were just, we have to go. It's really important.
And he actually tried to sneak past him. Lan Chan's wrist caught in his hand as he was willingly dragged along.
So you're getting married, huh?
Jiang Cheng said, his voice poisonously sweet. Wei Ying flinched guiltily.
You're on your way to the courthouse now? How nice. Hey, just quickly before you go, Wei Ying, do you remember what I said I'd do to the next man to make Ajia cry?
You'd pull his...
I'd pull his spine out through his dick, yes.
Jiang Cheng stepped forward, forcing them back into the apartment, and slammed the door shut.
What the fuck, Wei Ying? So you don't care about your family? Is that it? You don't mind breaking your sister's heart as long as you get what you want?
That's not... We could have a ceremony another time. People could come to that.
That's not the same, and you know it. And you...
He rounded on Lan Chan, where he still stood stoically behind his fiancée.
How could you let him try that shit? Aren't you supposed to be his impulse control? If you can't even do that, then what good are you?
Wei Ying didn't want to wait, he intoned.
Oh, Wei Ying didn't want to wait,
he grumbled, pinching the bridge of his nose.
Can't you idiots have a normal engagement? Pick out wedding cakes, enjoy being fiancés for a few months.
No, Lan Chan said with finality, Wei Ying shaking his head hard enough to rattle his peanut brain.
What about a month? You could plan a wedding in a month, just about, and it would give all of us, you know, your family, a chance to get ready.
Jiang Cheng, that's 4 weeks. I can't wait that long.
Yes, you can. You're an adult.
No! Wei Ying moaned, collapsing against his fiancé's side.
I don't wanna. A week, then,
Jiang Cheng cried.
If you're such a baby that you can't delay your gratification 1 month, then wait a week.
A week is so long. Jiang Cheng, Lan Chan wants to marry me. I need him to husband me the fuck up immediately.
Tomorrow, then,
Jiang Cheng exploded.
Get married tomorrow. Spend a day having fiancé sex and at least give Ajia the chance to see you.
See us what? Sign some papers?
Yes.
Jiang Cheng, I can't wait that long. I want to marry him now.
Fine.
Jiang Cheng realized he was breathing heavily and groaned, scrubbing his face with his hands.
Why are you like this?
He moaned into his palms, but in his moment of distraction, Wei Ying made his move, darting around him to go for the door.
Oh no, you fucking don't,
Jiang Cheng grunted, wrenching his brother back by the arm and throwing him bodily onto the couch. He ignored his brother's whining and his soon-to-be brother-in-law's glare, fishing out his phone. Wen Qing picked up on the second ring.
Yes?
Jiang Cheng once again appreciated how to the point his best friend always was.
Come to Wei Ying's flat. It's an emergency.
There was a moment of incredulous silence.
You had better not mean a fucking medical emergency, Jiang Cheng, she threatened. If you've called me instead of a fucking ambulance, I'll break the Hippocratic Oath off in your ass.
I'm not Wei Ying,
he interrupted, offended.
It's a family emergency, and I need you here 10 minutes ago.
She sighed into the phone with the weariness of someone 3 times her age, but said,
Fine,
like he had known she would. She promised to be there in a few minutes and hung up.
You,
Wei Ying began, but Jiang Cheng held up one finger, already dialing another number.
Hello, Ah Cheng, how are you?
Wei Ying is getting married, he said flatly.
There was a crash and the distant sound of Jin Zixuan shouting in surprise, but they were drowned out by Cheng Yanli's scream of happiness.
Oh,
she cried in jubilation.
Oh, 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 Ah Cheng, is that true? Oh, how wonderful. Ah Ying and Ah Cheng are getting married. Oh my goodness, this is so wonderful. Ah Cheng.
She had already begun to cry.
Ajia, listen. Yes, I know you're happy, but listen to me. They're getting married today.
Today? But do you mean, have they planned?
No. I stopped them on the way to the courthouse. Wei Ying is refusing to fucking wait. It's happening today whether we want it or not.
Oh, but Ah Cheng, there's so much.
She sounded just as overwhelmed as she had at first, but it was no longer for such a happy reason.
I know. Look, Ajia, I'm handling it, but whatever happens, we're going to need food.
Oh.
Jiang Cheng smiled at her sudden, determined clear-headedness.
Food, of course. Right. Leave it to me, Ah Cheng. I love you, and tell Ah Ying congratulations.
For the second time today, Jiang Cheng was hung up on.
What does Xie Xie say?
Wei Ying said.
That you're a fucking selfish idiot,
Jiang Cheng said as he dialed yet another number.
And she cried.
She did not say that.
Jiang Cheng?
Huaisong, I need you.
I have been waiting for this day for 10 years, Jiang Cheng. You're not going to regret letting me out that hair?
The day I let you style me in any capacity is the day they prep my body for the open casket.
I'll take it,
Huaisong said instantly, and Jiang Cheng suspected he'd regret those words in the afterlife.
But if it isn't that, then what?
I need you to set Lian Hua Park up for a wedding, and I don't have time to explain why. You have 4 hours.
There was a moment of stunned silence, but to his credit, Nie Huaisong didn't ask.
Budget?
Just save the receipts.
Jiang Cheng was well aware his father had money set aside for Wei Ying's wedding. Nie Huaisong tried to ask something else, but this time Jiang Cheng hung up on him.
So do I just not get any say in my own wedding?
Wei Ying pouted.
If you wanted a say, you should have waited.
Jiang Cheng snapped, phone to his ear once again.
Lan Huan, come get your brother. He's trying to elope. Excuse me?
Lan Huan asked, but Jiang Cheng hardly heard him over Wei Ying's distressed squawk. The two of them clutched at each other, Wei Ying looking at him beseechingly, and Lan Chan glaring like a dragon whose horde was being threatened.
Never mind. Just bring your brother's nicest suit to Wei Ying's apartment.
Oh, shit, Mira Lan. Find me someone to play live music. I don't care who or what instrument.
Wait, but what?
Jiang Cheng felt guilty for hanging up on him, but Lan Huan was a smart man. He'd figure it out. A brisk knock echoed through the apartment, and Jiang Cheng felt his shoulders loosen with relief. He pulled the door open to reveal a very unimpressed Wen Qing.
About fucking time, he said,
to cover how much it meant that she had obviously dropped everything and rushed to get there.
Fuck you,
she replied.
Now what the hell is this emergency?
Wen Qing!
Wei Ying yelled, bouncing to his feet and running to her. She pointedly slid into an Aikido stance, but he didn't take the warning, happily letting himself be thrown over her shoulder and into the hall. He grinned dopily up at her from on his back.
Wen Ting, I'm getting married today.
Today?
Today,
Jiang Cheng said grimly. Well, what the hell are you hoping I'll do about it? I've already told you idiocy is incurable.
As the scariest person I know, your job is to keep these two idiots from running off and getting married dressed in...
Wei Ying, were you seriously planning to get hitched in pizza-themed pajamas and Crocs?
No, wait.
He held up his hand when Wei Ying opened his mouth.
Don't answer that.
Jiang Cheng stomped over and reached his hand down to his brother. Wei Ying perked up and placed his hand in his, but instead of helping him up, Jiang Cheng splayed their fingers out together. Wei Ying's ring finger was about the width of Jiang Cheng's stockier pinky. Wei Ying choked in rage when Jiang Cheng released him, leaving him sprawled on the floor. Lan Chan glared at Jiang Cheng like he wasn't helping him, but didn't resist when Jiang Cheng compared their hands as well. No one had told him Lan Chan's hands were the size of fucking bin lids, but he pretended he didn't notice the extra inch the other man's fingers extended over his, focusing on the fact that his ring finger was roughly the diameter of Jiang Cheng's pointer. It would have to be good enough.
You two had better stay right the fuck here, or so help me, you'll both be married in wheelchairs,
he threatened on his way out the door.
Wen Ting, call me if there's an emergency, but only then, okay? Also, I expect you at the park at 5 in formal wear.
Wen Ting raised an eyebrow that suggested he'd regret giving her orders, but for now she simply nodded and turned her frosty gaze on the grooms. Jiang Cheng half ran to the car, feeling the pressure of every minute ticking past. He thanked every god there was for his car phone, ringing his brother-in-law as he drove towards the city.
Has Ajia told you what's going on? Your brother has decided to get married in the most selfish way possible?
Jin Zixuan's snide tone poured from the speakers.
Watch it,
Jiang Cheng said, despite agreeing with every fiber of his soul.
But yes. So for the next few hours, you are my bitch. Don't try to argue. I know Ajia will have told you the same. What do you need?
Jin Zixuan asked begrudgingly.
Go buy Wei Ying a suit. He literally doesn't own one.
An off-the-rack suit? Jin Zixuan asked in horror.
Yes, Jesus, your skin won't fall off if you buy one non-designer suit, you fucking peacock. If he didn't want to get married in a tent, then he shouldn't have tried to elope.
Fine. Is there a color scheme?
I don't know. Ask Huaisong. I'll get something black, shall I?
Jin Zixuan said dryly.
Whatever, yes. Don't think you're getting out of talking to him, though. I'm going to tell him your wedding gopher today.
Fuck you.
Wrong Jiang.
Jiang Cheng felt uniquely qualified to say that Jin Zixuan was the most satisfying person to hang up on that he knew. Jiang Cheng sighed and steeled himself to make the phone call he looked forward to the least.
What is it?
His mother always answered the phone like that. Jiang Cheng preemptively turned the volume of his car phone down.
Wei Ying insists on getting married tonight one way or another. I caught him trying to go to the courthouse.
That?
Jiang Cheng interrupted before she could get distracted with a rant.
It's happening at 5 at Lianhua Park. I need you to get everyone there. Whoever you want there, all his friends and family and stuff. I don't have time to call everyone and deal with the carpooling and shit.
Don't swear, she said reflexively. It's uncultured. Well, if we must have a wedding tonight.
And he says we must.
You couldn't talk him out of it, she accused.
Neither of them.
Fine, leave it with me.
Jiang Cheng sighed in relief.
Thank you, An Yang.
Yes, she replied, and the call disconnected. The jewelry store in the mall had plenty of decorative wedding bands, but Jiang Cheng didn't have the time or the inclination for that. If the pair wanted something more meaningful, they could retroactively buy engagement rings or have their bands engraved. He went straight for the plain men's rings, white gold to suit both their aesthetics, and then struggled to communicate to the guy behind the counter that he really did need two men's rings and no, neither of them were for him. What should have taken him 10 minutes stretched out for half an hour, but he finally came away with two matching bands and a double ring box. He thunked into his seat with a sigh, feeling as though the last hour had lasted for at least 5 hours, but at least the wheels were turning now. Jiang Cheng dug the heels of his palms into his eyes and allowed himself a brief moment to enjoy the low-grade satisfaction of things going right.
Then the phone rang.
Ah, Cheng,
Jiang Yanli's voice was taut with stress. The power has gone out.
What?
The power's out for the whole suburb. I rang the provider and they said they don't foresee it being fixed for several hours.
Jiang Cheng closed his eyes.
Of course it is.
I'd bring all my stuff to work, but it's the middle of the day. They won't have room for me. And nowhere else has the industrial ovens and fridges like I do here, and food for that many people needs that kind of scale.
Fuck. Okay, I don't suppose you could do a menu that doesn't need to be cooked or refrigerated? It's only finger food, not a sit-down thing.
I suppose I might have to, but Ah Cheng, this is Ah Ying's wedding. I want him to have the best, my best. I've been dreaming up wedding menus for you two since I was young.
Jiang Cheng could hear the tears in her voice. The pregnancy had made her weepier, but he suspected she'd be reacting the same regardless, and knew he had to find a way. She took a deep breath.
Sorry, Ah Cheng, I was just having a little whinge. If all I can do for Ah Ying is cut fruit and arrange crackers, then that's what I'll do. Don't worry, I know you have a lot on your plate right now.
Don't worry about me, Ajie. You're the one catering to a huge crowd on no notice. Just give me a moment, I might have an idea.
They said their goodbyes and Jiang Cheng called Hui Seng back.
Jiang Cheng, hi, good. What are we thinking for the seating? A classic aisle or will they get married in the round? Two aisles?
Literally whatever you want, Hui Seng. I'm paying you to make these decisions for me.
You're not paying me.
I'm paying you and my sister's cooking. Speaking of which, give me your brother's number.
Daga's number?
Hui Seng asked in surprise.
Are you going to be serving a lot of smoked meats at this wedding?
Fucked if I know. Just give me his contact.
Okay, okay. Oh, about the flowers.
Anything but lilies,
Jiang Cheng declared.
Listen, Hui Seng, I just remembered. We'll need someone to fucking document this clusterfuck. Do any of your art friends know their way around a camera?
Oh my god, yes, Jiang Cheng. I know exactly the guy.
Perfect. Get him there. Does he own a suit?
He owns formal wear.
That sounds suspicious as fuck, but I literally do not care. Make it happen.
Sir, yes, sir. You know you're really hot when you're like this, all commanding and stressed out.
Great, thanks. I'm so glad to know that. Don't call me.
Jiang Cheng hung up and sighed, resting his head on the steering wheel. When he woke up this morning, he had not envisaged his day to include orchestrating an entire wedding from his car in a mall parking lot. His phone dinged with Nia Mingjue's phone contact, and he clicked call without lifting his head.
Hello? Nia Mingjue, it's Jiang Cheng. Jiang Cheng, is everything all right?
He asked gruffly.
No one is in danger, except at my hands, maybe.
Jiang Cheng sighed.
Look, I hate to ask you this, but I need a favor. I am desperate. Okay,
Nia Mingjue said reasonably. Jiang Cheng got why Nia Hui Seng was so afraid of the guy. He was intimidating as hell. But Jiang Cheng had always respected him a lot. It must have been nice to have a big brother you could rely on rather than one you had to clean up after.
What is it? My brother-in-law Chan decided they're going to get married today one way or another, so if any of us want to be there at an actual wedding people can actually attend, then it has to happen tonight. Ajia is taking on the catering because she is a goddess on Earth, as we all know, only the power has gone out where she lives and her work doesn't have the space for her. You're the only person I could think of who has anything approaching industrial kitchen equipment. I don't suppose you'd let Ajia come over and cook and store stuff in your fridges or whatever? I'll force the happy couple to clean up everything tomorrow, if that's a deciding factor.
There was a moment of stunned silence.
Well, it sounds like you're having a normal day, he said at last. I guess I know why my brother ran out of here screaming about bunting an hour ago. Yeah, that was me. I hope you didn't have anything planned within this weekend, because he's officially mine until those idiots are hitched. No, that's just good allocation of resources. Yeah, Jiang Cheng, you can use my kitchen. Tell you what, I'll even bring the refrigerated van around and help your sister bring whatever she needs over. Oh my god, would you? You're actually saving my sanity right now, Nia Mingjue.
And consequently my brother's life, I assume,
he replied, amused.
You're invited too, by the way. I'm sure Lan Huan would have brought you as his plus one, but yeah, it's at 5 in the park with the lotus pond. I'll be there. Thanks, seriously. Don't mention it. Good luck.
Jiang Cheng hung up, noticing a text on his phone. Peacock bitch.
The wedding is off. Wei Ying says he can't get married unless I buy him some property of the groom underpants, so I suppose he can't get married. Tragic, I know.
Prick.
Jiang Cheng said, not sure which of his brothers he was referring to.
Jiang Cheng didn't bother responding, finally putting his car into gear and heading back towards their end of town. He was busy doing mental math regarding the probable guest list when Ye Huaisung's ringtone filled the car. He sighed, accepting his role as wedding central command.
"I thought I told you not to fucking call me."
Ye Huaisung ignored this.
"Hey, so I have a problem. Or as I'd prefer you to see this news, an opportunity."
"I don't want to know,"
Jiang Cheng said, listening to his highly tuned sense for when Ye Huaisung was about to give him gray hairs.
"I've found you a celebrant."
"Why does that sound like you just found one on the street?"
"Because I did. Or in the park. Does that count?"
"Huaisung, what the fuck?"
"Okay, so you know the gazebo? The only place in the whole park that makes sense for a wedding?"
"Yes,"
Jiang Cheng growled.
"Well, there were these kids there."
"Kids?"
"Yeah, like one was smoking and the other was like grinding on the gazebo steps. Do they call it grinding?"
"I don't know, Jiang Cheng. I'm allergic to physical activity, skateboarding included."
"Get to the fucking point."
Okay. Well, they were kind of scary and I'm baby. I told them to clear out because I needed to get the wedding stuff set up and the guy with the tattoos and the crazy eyes said he would on the condition that I let him officiate. He showed me a certification on the phone and I rang the number. He's legit."
"What the fuck, Huaisung?"
"What? It solves both our problems, doesn't it?"
"Did you seriously just happen upon an unbooked celebrant?"
"I guess so. The universe must really want this wedding to happen, huh?"
"The universe really wants me to have a fucking aneurysm,"
Jiang Cheng muttered.
"You're sure this random delinquent is actually an accredited celebrant? If all this goes through and it turns out he was a fraud and none of this was legal, I'll put you in the hospital, Huaisung."
"Jiang Cheng, you're so mean to me. I know how to check these things. Have some faith."
Jiang Cheng did, in fact, believe Nie Huaisung would know how to spot fraudulent marriage paperwork. Where he would possibly have learned such a thing was beyond Jiang Cheng. That was just how Nie Huaisung was.
"Fine, but if anything goes wrong, I'll take it out of your hide, Huaisung,"
Jiang Cheng threatened.
"Mark me down as scared and horny,"
Nie Huaisung replied.
"Okay, I can see the chair guy pulling up. I gotta go. Bye."
The line clicked and Jiang Cheng took advantage of a red light to rub at the headache brewing behind his eyes. He was only a few minutes from the park, so the reprieve wouldn't last long. When he arrived, he took a moment to thank God Lan Chan had decided to propose in the summer. The weather was perfect, sunny but not sweltering, next to no wind. If Jiang Cheng hadn't been so stressed, he would have enjoyed the short walk to where the wedding would take place, weaving through the dappled sunlight below the greening trees, looking out over the small pond where various waterfowl drifted through a tangle of blooming lotus plants. Many people were out enjoying picnic lunches, but Jiang Cheng let it go. They could clear out when the wedding started or he would kick them out.
"Jiang Cheng,"
Nie Huaisung called as he approached the old band rotunda, waving as though it was possible to miss him. He was wearing about 15 different prints, all in eye-searing colors. But he often assured Jiang Cheng that giving people a headache if they looked at him too long was the point. Jiang Cheng was suspicious of this, but he didn't know enough about fashion to argue. A group of young people dressed in similarly incomprehensible clothes were busy setting up white metal folding chairs in concentric circles around the sideless pavilion. Another was busy tying wide strips of calico to the backs of them in large bows, with sprigs of what looked like pine stuck in the knot.
"Thank God he proposed today. Daga felled this huge conifer yesterday to make room to build yet another deck, so I harvested a bunch of material from that. Looks pretty good, right? I knew I had to go fairly traditional for what's functionally a Jiang Lan wedding, since it's not really for the grooms anyway."
"Damn right it isn't,"
Jiang Cheng grumbled.
"It looks fine. Who the hell are all these people, though?"
Don't worry about that, Ah Cheng. They're just some people who owe me favors, that's all."
"Okay,"
Jiang Cheng said suspiciously.
"Whatever. Don't call me that. Tell me where this shady celebrant is."
"Oh, he's over there with that kid with the skateboard. Careful, he gives me kind of a serial killer vibe."
"Then why the hell did you hire him to officiate?"
Jiang Cheng growled, but marched off without listening to Nie Huaisung's answer.
"Oi, you,"
he said as he got within earshot of the kid. He couldn't have been older than 19, dressed in artfully baggy clothes with hair down to his waist and a face full of piercings. He turned towards him, eyes glimmering with perpetual amusement.
"Yeah?"
he asked around the cigarette in his mouth.
You're the one officiating? Jung Chung demanded, crossing his arms in a way he knew showed just how much bigger he was than the kid.
He ignored the voices of his sister and brother in his head, suggesting it was unethical and pathetic, respectively, to roll intimidation on a kid.
Sure, he said lightly. That's me.
Jung Chung looked him over scornfully.
Why the fuck is a punk like you legally allowed to marry people?
The kid exhaled smoke, not bothering to direct it away.
I took a course. Why the hell would you do that?
He shrugged, still grinning smugly.
So I can ruin lives at the club. Doesn't it cost like $600?
Jung Chung snapped.
Yeah, so? Isn't that a little much for a joke?
Legally binding drunk idiots to each other is priceless. Jung Chung pinched the bridge of his nose for what had to be the 100th time that day. At this rate, he was going to have marks permanently imprinted there.
Fine,
he bit out.
Whatever. But you listen to me. If you fuck any part of this up, I will break all the bones in your legs.
The kid smirked at Jiang Cheng that getting threatened was exactly what he wanted.
You got it.
He even gave a sarcastic little salute with the cigarette. It did not instill confidence in Jiang Cheng.
You know, if you beat Yanga up, I can tell the cops I heard you admit he was premeditated.
Jiang Cheng glared at the girl who piped up. She looked about 14 with very pale eyes and a brightly colored outfit. Her hair was full of clips and she had a neon band-aid over her nose. She was standing on her skateboard despite the grass, but even then she barely came up to Jiang Cheng's shoulder. He just stared at her.
I keep telling you not to call me that. I'm your dad now, the boy commented lightly. Being my legal guardian isn't the same thing. You know that. You were a foster kid 2 years ago, too.
And as your legal guardian, I say I'm your dad.
Fuck you.
I draw the line at incest, darling daughter.
Jung Chung turned to walk away.
I want to be the flower girl,
the girl called out. He looked over his shoulder.
If I don't get to throw some fucking rose petals, I will cause problems on purpose.
Jung Chung narrowed his eyes. She hiked her chin.
Keep your dad in line and I'll let you be the ring bearer, he said,
and left to the sound of them shouting unintelligibly over each other. He really needed a fucking drink.
Oh, shit.
Jung Chung stopped dead and scrambled for his phone. He scrolled through his contacts, for once glad Jung Yanli had forced her family to share all their relatives' contacts with each other.
Hello?
Meng Yao answered smoothly after the exact polite number of rings.
All right, you little snake. Let me put it like this. Get me a license to serve alcohol in the park by 5 p.m. tonight, and I'll let you come network at this Jiang Lan wedding I'm sure you already know about.
There was a brief silence. Jiang Cheng, it's nice to hear from you, he said pleasantly after a moment. You know that what you're asking for is not legally possible.
I don't care what you have to do as long as I never have to hear about it.
I see. Well, I wouldn't want to be indirectly responsible for some kind of interfamily incident, which I understand is likely to occur if one of the parties isn't sufficiently lubricated.
Eat shit and die.
I will see what I can do, he continued in that ever so helpful tone. If I can't make it, do you give my congratulations to the hasty couple? The line went dead. Jung Chung hated him so much. But at least he wouldn't have to do this sober. Crisis averted. The phone rang. Jiang Cheng manfully resisted the temptation to throw it into the pond.
Hello?
Wei Ying is gone,
Wen Ting said flatly. Jiang Cheng felt his eye twitch. That was new.
Wen Ting, he ground out. You had one job.
Two, technically.
How the fuck did this happen?
They went to the bedroom to have fiancé sex, very loudly, I might add, and I waited in the living room so they couldn't go out the door. I put the TV on so I wouldn't be forced to perform self-surgery on my brain. And apparently somewhere between My Little Pony and Pengu, Wang Ying snuck out their bedroom window.
What? He lives on the fourth floor.
Which is why I felt safe letting him out of my sight. I guess I had blocked out that time he stole the hour hand off the central station clock tower.
Fuck. Fuck. What are we going to do?
Jiang Cheng leaned against a tree, covering his face with his free hand.
Nothing. Look, we still have Lan Chan, and they can't get married unless they are physically together.
He'll have to show up sometime. If we have to delay the wedding 5 minutes to squeeze him into a suit, then that's what we'll do.
Wen Ting, there's no guarantee he'll show up on time. He could be hours late.
Jiang Cheng's voice cracked. He had been at the end of his rope since early afternoon, and this was a problem he couldn't solve by yelling at it.
He won't be,
Wen Ting said brusquely. He's not doing all this just to spite you. He's doing it because he wants to get married as soon as possible. He'll be on time. He may even be early to something for the first time in his life.
Shit,
Jiang Cheng mumbled into his palm. You're doing well, Jiang Cheng, Wen Ting said, her voice softening for a second before growing hard again.
And rest assured, I will be giving Wei Ying a piece of my mind about this. I can't be planning a funeral right on the heels of this.
Don't worry, he'll only wish he was dead.
Fine, okay.
Jiang Cheng took a breath and straightened from the tree to see Nei Huaisang looking at him in concern.
Go handcuff yourself to Lan Chan and call me the second Wei Ying shows up. I have to go.
I will do one of those things. Bye, Jiang Cheng.
Bye.
Everything okay? Nei Huaisang called.
No, Wei Ying is fucked off somewhere.
Jiang Cheng, you know you need two people for a wedding, right?
Don't start with me. I'm this close to drowning myself in the fucking lotus pond. And rest assured, I will take you with me. Just give me something to do.
Okay, let me see. You could help my lackey over there set up the tables.
Don't think calling him your lackey is going to get me to ask. I don't want to know.
Jiang Cheng stomped away in the direction of the pile of folding tables and the struggling young man attempting to assemble them. He lost himself in menial labor for a blessedly uncomplicated hour. Jin Zixuan would occasionally turn up with some item Nie Huaisang needed before disappearing again. Eventually, it got late enough that Jiang Cheng had to leave to get ready, and when he returned in his best suit, the place looked like it was ready to host a wedding that had been planned weeks ahead instead of hours. The tables were covered in calico tablecloths and had vibrant floral centerpieces. The ornate rotunda needed no decoration, but Nie Huaisang had scattered the concrete floor of it with bright petals. The effect on the whole space was natural and classy and colorful. It was pretty much perfect for a Lan Wei wedding. The man responsible was currently overseeing Cheng Yanli arranging food on the tables. He had changed into a pink and orange color block suit. It should have been hideous, but as much as Jiang Cheng needed to squint to look at it, he had to admit it looked good. Cheng Yanli had clearly not been able to fit into any of her formal wear, but she looked beautiful in a cheerful yellow sundress, its skirt's poofiness accentuated by her baby bump. As he walked over, Nia Mingjue joined them, dressed in a three-piece charcoal suit and a butcher's apron. The arms of his jacket were straining around his biceps as he single-handedly carried an enormous five-tier cake stand already loaded with cupcakes.
Ah Cheng, Cheng Yanli cried when she saw him. Oh, don't you look wonderful?
She stepped away from where she was removing the cling film from a series of loaded plates and hugged him briefly. He bent down to make it easier, breathing in the smell of her perfume.
Everything looks wonderful, she said when she pulled back, tears in her eyes. You and Ah Sung did such a wonderful job. Oh, can you believe Ah Ying is really getting married?
If he ever shows up, Jiang Cheng groused. Thank you for cooking, though, Ajie. Everything looks great.
I was a little limited since I only had 4 hours, she admitted, but I think it all came out okay.
I know it did. I only managed to make this wedding happen by promising people they'd be able to eat your cooking.
Yeah. I was told I'm being paid in cake, the celebrant said, having wandered over to inspect the spread. He eyed Nia Mingjue like he didn't know whether he'd rather eat the cakes he was holding or the man himself.
Down, boy, Nia
Huaisang said without looking up from crowding little sandwiches onto a platter.
Wincing, Jiang Cheng was almost glad to spy a handful of guests already arriving. They were Qiang's, of course. No Lan would ever be so impolite as to be anything other than perfectly on time. So Jiang Cheng strode over to hear their complaints about the lack of notice and direct them towards the seating. As soon as that was done, there were more cousins and niblings he barely remembered showing up to witness the union. The arrival of Yu Zixuan was a mixed blessing. Jiang Cheng was pleased to hand the guest wrangling over to someone who remembered people's names, but he didn't appreciate the lecture he was given in exchange. Thankfully, he was saved by the arrival of Lan Huan, elegant in a pale gray suit, accompanied by an equally impeccably dressed Meng Yao, clearly having just come from work. I brought my invitation, the shorter man said, holding out a clear plastic folder. Jiang Cheng could see it was a waiver to serve alcohol in a public space. Lan Huan chuckled like he was just being witty.
How is everything going? Lan Huan asked. As well as we could hope, I suppose. Lan Huan, can I leave your relatives to you? They're going to start arriving any second now.
Of course, Jiang Cheng. I'm sure you have your hands full. Ah Yao and I can handle it.
Thank you,
Jiang Cheng said, directing it only at Lan Huan. The man himself didn't notice, but Meng Yao's eyes glittered dangerously as Jiang Cheng took his leave. Finally, Lan Chan showed up, wearing a white double-breasted suit and somehow pulling it off. Jiang Cheng rolled his eyes. That was a fucking wedding suit if he'd ever seen one. The bastard had clearly had no intention of waiting long when he proposed.
Wen Ting walked next to him in a long red dress with bishop sleeves and a high neck.
Thank fuck, he breathed, hurrying over to them. Where is Wei Ying?
Lan Chan asked, looking put out. Jiang Cheng gaped at him.
You tell me, he cried,
voice cracking on the last syllable.
Lan Chan's frown deepened, and he looked at Jiang Cheng like he was personally responsible for his groom not hanging on his arm right that second.
Wen Ting pinched the bridge of her nose.
Can he be your problem now? She asked. Fuck no. Have Nie Mingdui sit on him if you have to.
Maybe I will.
Lan Chan did not appear to appreciate them talking past him like he was a child. But before he could speak, they were interrupted by a shout.
Lan Chan! Came Wei Ying's voice, accompanied by gasps.
Jiang Cheng jerked around, but for a moment he couldn't see anything.
And then, emerging from the wooded area towards where the park backed onto the forest, he appeared
on horseback.
It was not often that Jiang Cheng was left speechless, but he could only gape as his brother rode up to them on a stocky steed he now realized looked more like a donkey than a pony.
Wei Ying,
Lan Chan called, stepping up beside the beast, which barely reacted when Wei Ying threw himself from its back onto Lan Chan's waiting arms.
Wei Ying,
Lan Chan said again, sounding practically animated for once.
Hi,
Wei Ying said, arms tight around his groom's waist, resting his chin on Lan Chan's chest to beam up at him.
Did you miss me?
Yes,
Lan Chan insisted, and then they were kissing.
What?
Jiang Cheng touched his forehead with his hand.
You're not hallucinating,
Wen Ting said.
I see it too.
Wei Ying pulled himself away from Lan Chan with a wet smack and grinned over at them.
Hi, Wen Ting.
She glared at him.
This is what you snuck out to do? Hire a donkey?
Little Apple isn't a donkey, she's a mule, he said indignantly before brightening.
And I didn't hire her, I bought her.
Jiang Cheng felt a moment of perfect calm come over him.
I'm going to kill him, he marveled distantly.
You can't kill him until after the wedding. I didn't go through all this for nothing, Wen Ting commanded.
Wei Ying, why in the fuck did you buy a mule?
Wei Ying has always said, a family, to travel, to own a horse,
Lan Chan explained without explaining anything.
Yep, we're going to ride into the sunset on Little Apple's back, aren't we, girl? It's my dream wedding. It was really thoughtful of you to set this up in a park with an equestrian trail through it, Jiang Cheng.
Aye,
Jiang Cheng replied with zen-like calm.
I'm going to kill you. This is worse than when you got Qian Ying tattooed on your lower back. What's wrong with that? I had to do something for our first month anniversary.
Kill you,
Jiang Cheng said almost dreamily.
Is that a fucking donkey?
Came Jin Zixuan's prissy voice. They all turned to see him dressed to the nines, wheeling a cooler of alcohol behind him. Jiang Cheng was overcome with an indescribable emotion.
Zixuan, he said, stumbling over to him. I never thought I'd be saying this, but...
He rested his hands on his brother-in-law's, his savior's, shoulders.
I am so glad you joined our family.
Jin Zixuan's mouth dropped open in abject horror.
You...
He spluttered, but Jiang Cheng didn't hear him, already pulling a bottle of wine from the esky and unscrewing the cap. There were probably cups at the buffet table, but Jiang Cheng was desperate. Distantly glad the mule blocked him from the guest's line of sight, he tipped his head back to drink straight from the bottle.
When he lowered it, the others were staring at him, expressions ranging from confusion to judgment. Wen Qing huffed.
"Classy, Jiang Cheng," she said, rolling her eyes.
She held out her hand.
"Give it here. Don't spill it. I had to suck up to Meng Yao to be allowed to have alcohol here."
"R.I.P.," she said, and downed a swallow. "Jiang Cheng," Wei Ying interrupted. "I want to get married. Now, like now."
"Stop acting like a child. The celebrant won't allow it,"
Jiang Cheng snapped, but turned to his brother-in-law.
"Where are Wei Ying's clothes?"
"In my car."
"Give Wen Qing your keys and get the drinks to Ajie."
Jin Zixuan rolled his eyes and complied.
"Wen Qing."
She held up a finger as she continued to drink from the bottle.
"Take the fucking wine with you. Just get Wei Ying dressed and back here in 5 minutes.
He stepped around where the mule was grazing and spotted Nie Huaisung. He was talking to a person in a dramatic red A-line evening dress. When Jiang Cheng approached, he realized they both had their heads bent over a DSLR, presumably scrolling through photos.
"Jiang Cheng, look at this amazing shot of Wen Ying on horseback!" "Later, Huaisong. So this is the photographer?"
The photographer turned to him, and Jiang Cheng realized it was a young man, somehow even shorter than Nie Huaisong, wearing expertly applied makeup.
Yeah,
he replied, startled. "I'm Mo Xuanyu."
"Wedding is happening, so go set up whatever you need to set up,"
Jiang Cheng ordered.
"Way ahead of you,"
he replied, but trotted off in the direction of the gazebo nonetheless.
"Where is the celebrant?"
"Shuiyang? I don't know. Jiang Cheng, where did that horse come from? It's kind of upstaging me."
"The drinks table is currently upstaging you. If you want people to pay attention to you, go cue the musicians. Fuck, they have arrived, haven't they?"
Nie Huaisung pouted, but nodded his head reluctantly.
"Fine, fine, I'll get the band going. I think I saw Shuiyang in the car park last. Maybe you should check there."
Jiang Cheng did, resisting the urge to run. The celebrant was indeed in the parking lot, talking to a group of people in oversized hoodies who looked like they wanted to lay into him. Shuiyang didn't look worried, leaning against his car and smirking at the biggest one.
"I don't know what the fuck this is,"
Jiang Cheng said as he strode towards the group.
"But if you want to kill him, it's going to have to wait at least 20 minutes.
"See?" Shuiyang purred. "I told you I had a prior engagement."
"Don't think we'll forget about this, you little punk,"
the big one said as Jiang Cheng reached them.
"I'm going to beat the shit out of you."
Average threat, cliche and unspecific, 4 out of 10, Shuiyang said broadly.
"Shut your mouth and grab your shit,"
Jiang Cheng said,
"or I'll beat the shit out of you. Huaisong said you had the paperwork."
"I keep it in my car. You never know when the mood might strike someone."
He winked at the man he'd been antagonizing, receiving a growl in response.
"Fine. Bring it to the pavilion in 5 minutes or I'll break every bone in your face."
"Specific, believable, though not especially creative. 7 out of 10. Would get threatened again."
Jiang Cheng should have brought the wine with him. At the end of the longest 10 minutes of his life, in which he ran around like a headless chicken trying to find somewhere to put the mule and make sure everyone was where they were supposed to be, Jiang Cheng finally had everything more or less where it was supposed to be. The groom stood in the gazebo, seemingly content to stare into each other's eyes, the musicians playing the bridal chorus to usher the last guests to their seats. Jiang Cheng hovered by the edge of the gathering, arms crossed as he watched for the celebrant. He arrived exactly 1 minute late. So exactly, Jiang Cheng was suspicious he had done it just to fuck with him. But someone had clearly already gone ahead and hit him in the face already. It was too recent for any noticeable bruising or swelling, but fresh blood was dripping down his cheek from his split eyebrow. The kid leered at him like he thought he was going to be told off, but the fucking mule had destroyed Jiang Cheng's ability to care. He grabbed the teen by the scruff of his hoodie and dragged him, bloody paperwork and all, to the rotunda. The girl in bright clothes was waiting by the edge, watching them judgmentally. Jiang Cheng shoved Shuiyang into place so hard he stumbled right into the happy couple and then tossed her the ring box.
"Don't fuck this up,"
he growled, far beyond caring. But several guests were within earshot and finally took his place in a front row seat by his sister. Jin Zixuan, whose phone had the best camera, was filming.
"Hi, everyone,"
Wei Ying sang, hanging on to Lan Chan's arm, dressed in a black suit and black shirt, both of which fit him surprisingly well.
Thank you so much for coming to share the best day of my life with me. I know it was pretty short notice, he said with a chuckle. The crowd tittered along with him as though 4 hours was only a slightly truncated time frame. You all know me and Lan Chan, I'm sure. I think this is the part where I'm supposed to tell you how we met and fall in love, but that would literally take an entire novel to explain, or at least 50 episodes. This joke got a warmer reception. The clusterfuck that was their love story was famous even outside their families. Jiang Cheng was pretty sure some of it had ended up on the news. Really, all you need to know is that over there is Lan Chan, the best person in the whole world, and I am Wei Ying, the luckiest one. Anyway, I know I can talk a lot sometimes, but you have to admit, me not really planning a speech is on brand, too. Plus, I don't want to wait even a second longer to marry my Lan Chan. With a grin, Wei Ying spun them to face Shui Yang. Lan Chan gently tugged his arm from Wei Ying's grip and took his hands, pulling until they stood facing each other. You good? Shui Yang asked, looking up from dabbing at his bloody face with the sleeve of his hoodie. Wei Ying nodded vigorously. Cool. So? He raised his voice to speak to the crowd. My name is Shui Yang, and we're here today to witness the marriage of... Fuck, what are your names? I'm Wei Ying, and this perfect specimen of a human being is Lan Chan. Okay. To witness the marriage of Wei Ying and perfect human specimen Lan Chan, I am duly authorized to solemnize marriages according to law. Before you are joined in marriage in my illustrious presence and in the presence of these witnesses, I legally have to remind you of the solemn and binding nature of the relationship which you are now about to enter. Marriage, according to law, is the union of two people to the exclusion of all others, voluntarily entered into for life. Lan Chan nodded gravely and Wei Ying mouthed, "For life," beginning to look a little teary-eyed. "Do you guys have vows or whatever?" "Hmm," Wei Ying gasped. "Lan Chan, I didn't think of vows. I was too busy thinking about what we'd be doing after the wedding." Jiang Cheng groaned. Wei Ying doesn't have to say anything. "No, no, you deserve them. You deserve the best vows ever. Okay, let me think. Wei Ying screwed up his face in thought, and Jiang Cheng gave in to the urge to put his face in his hands. "Oh, okay, got it." The crowd fell perfectly still as Wei Ying straightened up, looking up the scant inches that separated him from the love of his life. He took a deep breath. "Marriage." Jiang Cheng choked. Wei Ying continued. "Marriage is what brings us together today." An uncomfortable chuckle ran through the crowd. A few people did appear to get the reference, but even they couldn't seem to believe Wei Ying was really going there. They clearly didn't know Wei Ying. Lan Chan, for his part, was simply waiting, watching Wei Ying's face like he'd be content to die so long as that was the last thing he saw. "See?" Wei Ying exclaimed, actually dropping one of his groom's hands to point accusingly at his face. "You don't even know what the hell I'm saying, and you're still looking at me like that." The words came out a little choked, and Jiang Cheng realized his brother was starting to cry. "Even when I'm being silly, you make me feel so loved. You always go along with my crazy ideas, even when they inconvenience you or are objectively stupid. You're so kind and supportive, and you love me so well." This last came out almost as a wail, tears beginning to drip down Wei Ying's face. Lan Chan offered him a cloth wordlessly. "Oh, thank you, Lan Chan." He blew his nose loudly. "Did he just blow his nose into a pure silk pocket square?" Jin Zixuan demanded under his breath. "Shut your peacock mouth and film," Jiang Cheng growled, refusing to admit he needed to blow his nose himself. "You really are the best, you know, Lan Chan. You're so smart and talented. You're seriously good at everything you do. You have such a good heart, too. You're the kindest, most conscientious person I've ever met. Except maybe your brother, but he doesn't count. He's too nice." Jiang Cheng saw Jin Zixuan move the camera to capture Lan Huan's amused chuckle. "You're not too nice. You're exactly the right amount of nice. You also know how to be mean in the best way." "Oh, not like that. Don't give me that look. I mean, how funny you are when you're being all judgy." "No one believes me that you're funny, Lan Chan, but you are. You make me laugh so much. And Jessica Rabbit taught me that's really important in a relationship. Speaking of that other thing, though, you're really good at that, too. And you're so handsome. I don't want to sound shallow, but you're literally so handsome. When I first met you, I didn't think you were real. You looked photoshopped in real life, and I can't believe you want to marry a disaster like me." but I am grateful every day that you do.
You have only known I wanted to marry you for 4.5 hours, Lan Chan pointed out, and Wei Ying laughed wetly.
The best 4.5 hours in my life. Oh, Lan Chan, I just love you so much. I could talk about how much I love you for hours. I already do that, and now...
His breath hitched in an almost sob.
Now I get to do that every day for the rest of our lives.
Lan Chan said fervently, practically holding Wei Ying up by his elbows. Every day, for the rest of our lives. I love you, Wei Ying. It has to be you.
Lan Chan,
Wei Ying cried, throwing himself at his groom. They embraced tightly, both men trembling with emotion.
Oh, Xu Weiying said after the silence had stretched a little too long. That was it. Okay. You guys ready to do the thing?
Yes!
Weiying's shout was muffled by Lan Chan's chest, but still intelligible. He turned his face to the side to see Xu Weiying, but didn't let go. Lan Chan didn't raise his head from his hair.
Okay, say this. I call upon the persons here present to witness that I, Wei Ying, take you, Lan Chan, to be my lawfully wedded spouse. Or husband, whatever.
I call upon the persons here present to witness that I, Wei Ying, take you, Lan Chan, to be my lawfully wedded husband.
Wei Ying sniffled, despite the giant grin on his face.
Now you.
Lan Chan finally pulled away, cradling Wei Ying's face in his hands and looking down into his eyes.
I call upon the people here present to witness that I, Lan Chan, take you, Wei Ying, to be my lawfully wedded husband.
Ah Ting,
Xu Weiying called as the two stared at each other. The ring bearer skated up the edge of the rotunda from where she'd been standing out of the way and with a funny hop jumped herself and the skateboard up onto the low platform. She rolled to a stop in front of the couple and pulled the ring box out of her pocket.
Thank you. Lan Chan said seriously, taking the box from her.
She shot him a salute and kicked her board up, going to stand beside Xu Weiying. With careful, almost reverent movements, Lan Chan withdrew the smaller band and slid it onto Wei Ying's trembling finger. Wei Ying almost knocked the box out of his hand in his haste to take the other ring and began to cry all over again as he put it onto Lan Chan.
Okay, now you have to sign this,
Xu Weiying said, holding out a blood-stained piece of paper and a well-chewed ballpoint pen. Lan Chan took the items from him and hesitated.
Here,
Ah Ting said, presenting her skateboard upside down to show a picture of Toph printed underneath. Lan Chan nodded his thanks, using the flat surface to sign the register. Wei Ying followed suit and then Xu Weiying.
I'll be the witness, Ah Ting declared and also signed.
Is that it?
Wei Ying demanded breathlessly. He sniffed and blinked hard, wiping his face on his sleeve so he could stare intently at Xu Weiying.
Yeah, that's it, Xu Weiying said, beginning to look bored. I now pronounce you married. Go ahead and kiss about it.
Yes!
Wei Ying shrieked, loudly enough to make Jiang Cheng wince and threw himself at Lan Chan. Effortlessly, Lan Chan caught him and they kissed, somehow more passionately than any of the many, many other times Jiang Cheng had witnessed them doing so. The crowd clapped and cheered. Qiang Yanli, who had been crying into her hanky for the whole ceremony, lurched to her feet and all but ran to the married couple, apparently no longer able to resist throwing her arms around them. Jiang Cheng couldn't make out what she was saying, but he could imagine the gist of it. With her having broken the seal, many other well-wishers poured into the pavilion, congratulating the pair and giving out hugs and manly backslaps.
Not going to join them?
Asked Wen Ting, plonking herself into the seat Jin Zixuan had vacated.
Fuck no. I'm going to have a million chances to congratulate them or whatever. Right now, I'm just so, so happy this is over. That's not a very nice thing to say about your brother's wedding, Ah Cheng.
Nie Huaisung pouted as he joined them.
One I designed, may I add?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a brother.
What the hell are you wearing, Nie Huaisung?
Wen Ting asked judgmentally.
You look like a goddamn traffic cone.
Yeah, Nie Huaisung replied.
Because people need to be aware of me.
Wen Ting opened her mouth to deliver what would no doubt be a scathing reply, but Jiang Cheng held up a hand to forestall it.
Please don't. Not until I've had at least 5 drinks.
Wen Ting looked at him critically and then exchanged a glance with Nie Huaisung. She nodded to herself.
You did a good job today, Jiang Cheng, she said. Jiang Cheng stared at her. I mean it. If you'd asked me this morning if it was possible to plan a wedding in 4 hours, I would have said it wasn't, but this basically went off without a hitch.
Or at least only the kind of hitch we wanted,
Nie Huaisen quipped.
Shut up. I'm trying to say, well done, Jiang Cheng.
What is happening?
Jiang Cheng said.
Positive reinforcement, Nie Huaisen explained.
Stop it, I don't like it.
Wen Ting huffed.
Whatever, you big baby. You're going to have to learn to accept compliments like an adult at some point.
Jiang Cheng flipped her off.
This is your definition of rewarding our Ah Cheng for his good work? Wen Ting, it's like you don't even know him. Come on, Jiang Cheng, the bar's over there and Jin Zishu in his pain.
Jiang Cheng allowed himself to be dragged to the drinks table by his friends and gotten thoroughly drunk. At some point, Lan Huan drifted past looking tense, and Jiang Cheng had the truly stupid idea of asking him what was wrong.
Oh, it's just my uncle. He's being a bit reticent about giving the grooms his blessing, is all. He's what?
Well, you know how he is. An elitist prick so repressed not even surgery could remove the stick from his ass?
Wen Ting suggested. Her tongue tended to get sharper with every drink she had. It was Jiang Cheng's favorite thing about her. Man Huan just smiled.
If you like. He is currently refusing to accept Wei Ying as his in-law, and Lan Chan is getting very upset about it.
Jiang Cheng narrowed his eyes.
We'll see about that.
The world swayed a little more than he was expecting when Jiang Cheng stood, but he glared at the ground and it obligingly stopped shifting enough for him to march over to where Lan Tijin was standing, hands folded behind his back.
Oi!
Jiang Cheng snapped.
So my brother isn't good enough for you, is that it?
Lan Tijin gave him a disgusted look. Both of them, in fact.
Jiang Cheng, have you had enough to drink?
The Lan Tijins judged.
Fuck you. Listen here, you pompous asshole,
Jiang Cheng began. Oh dear, Lan Huan murmured from behind them.
Wei Ying,
he pointed at the man in question for emphasis,
is terrible. The worst. Because of him, today I had to pull a fucking wedding out of my ass in 4 hours. Can you believe that? Like that is a reasonable thing to expect from someone? He brought a fucking mule to the wedding. Again, because he is the worst and he lives to make me suffer. But do you know why I had to do all of that?
Because he is impulsive and inconsiderate?
No!
Jiang Cheng shouted and then paused, swaying a little.
Well, yes. But mostly, because he loves your nephew so fucking much it makes him crazy. He thinks Lan Chan hung the moon in the fucking sky. He apparently can't see that he's an insufferably uptight bitch, except where Wei Ying is involved, in which case he could stand to be a little more uptight. Seriously, no one wants to see that. Anyway, my point is, Wei Ying may be terrible and the worst, but he's also probably a good person, maybe. Don't quote me on that. And more importantly, he's Lan Chan's person. So you can either fucking accept that and be a part of your nephew's new family, or you can keep being a prick and not get invited to any family events. Now that I'm saying that out loud, it doesn't sound like such a punishment, but you know what I'm saying. I'm saying he'll resent you. Wen Ting, tell him.
If you don't accept his new family, then your nephew isn't going to let you be a part of it. Also, there's mustard on your tie, prick.
Thank you. Lan Chan, do you agree with this?
Lan Tijin asked stiffly. Lan Chan tightened his arms around his husband's waist.
Very well, I shall think on it. But I am never going to like you,
he snapped at a tipsy Wei Ying, who poked his tongue out at him. Lan Tijin huffed in disgust and swept away, stalking towards the car park with his nose in the air.
I am so glad that's over. That was really awkward,
Wei Ying said into the silence.
The only property of the groom underwear the peacock could find were made for women, and I've had the worst wedgie this whole time.
Lan Chan's head snapped around like a hound scenting blood. Home, he commanded after a moment of intense eye contact.
Home, Wei Ying cried. Well, home via the adjustment park. We're going to ride off into the sunset on Little Apple, even if this wedgie renders me unable to have children.
Get on. Lan Chan practically threw Wei Ying onto Little Apple's back and took up her reins. He turned to look at Jiang Cheng, who suddenly realized his brother wasn't full of shit when he talked about how overwhelming Lan Chan's undivided attention was. Thank you, he said quietly and turned away.
Bye, Jiang Cheng. Thank you for the wedding,
Wei Ying echoed.
Fuck off. I don't want to see either of your faces again for at least a week.
Yeah, yeah, Wei Ying said as Lan Chan began to lead him towards the setting sun. Oh, hey, I just had a great idea.
What?
Since you did such a good job planning the wedding, you can do the belated bachelor's party. It turned out to be a good thing mules could run so fast. The end. Oh my god. Reader's notes. Okay, so I asked permission to podfic this, like, I don't know, 2 days after I read it. And because Tumblr is fucking terrible, it didn't show me that the author had replied and said yes, that they were happy to have me do it. And so I just was like, oh, well, I guess I can't do this really fucking hilarious story that I desperately want to perform. And then when I was going back through looking for another answer that I had apparently somehow fucking missed because Tumblr is the fucking worst, I found the reply that said yes. And that was like 3 months ago. And so I recorded it right away after that. But I feel so terrible that it took so long when I really, really love the story. I'm not like Jiang Cheng's biggest fan in canon, but in AU's where he just gets to be this put upon grumpy little grape brother, I adore him. And this was a really good use of his character POV. Anyway, so I hope you all enjoyed this. I laughed a lot. You won't hear it because I edited, but you know, just imagine me cackling to myself every time something funny happened. And anyway, thanks.